There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, it's time for the Tuesday edition of the Daily 10. Your friend Matt back again to take you on this 10-minute sports journey together where we have a lot of ground to cover. Got to talk about a Braves schedule that all of a sudden is going to get very crazy over the next 10 or 12 days. Georgia has their day in the spotlight at SEC Media Days, and a number for the Falcons that I think has to change in a major way in 2021. Let me first remind you, we're brought to you by United Bin Cleaning and Pressure Washing. If you need pressure washing done at your home today, tomorrow, don't put it off. It can bring back the life to just about anything. I had United Bin Cleaning and Pressure Washing come out, pressure wash my deck, my fence, and my driveway, and they did a wonderful job. They'll take 10% off, not one, not two, but 10% off any pressure wash or soft wash of your home, which, by the way, is a very big deal. You bring back the look to that most important investment of yours. So you can book it at unitedbincleaning.com, or you can call Jeff Terry. He's the owner. Call him directly at 404-889-3355. Mention Matt Lanna. That's the promo code for 10% off your pressure wash or soft wash. Mention Matt Lanna. All right, let's get to the business of the day. Braves were rained out last night, meaning they will have a doubleheader to make up that washed out game tomorrow on Wednesday with a day-night, kind of a split doubleheader, 12:20 and 5:20. Braves and Padres will try to get their game in tonight, weather permitting, at 7:20. Both teams expected to push back their starters, so it would be Kyle Muller for the Braves, Yu Darvish for the Padres. In the doubleheader, Touki Toussaint will go in game one for the Braves, Charlie Morton in game two. Now, here's where maybe, if you're looking for some sort of sunshine in this rainy weather, that this crazy schedule can be an advantage for the Braves. Maybe playing seven-inning doubleheaders is better for them right now, against better teams especially. Think about the way the Tampa series went. The Braves had leads in all three games. The Saturday game was the easy 9-0 win, but on Friday night, they're up 6-4 late. On Sunday, they're up 4-3, so if they can get enough out of their starter, not have to use as much in the bullpen, maybe these seven-inning doubleheaders, they'll play one on Wednesday with the Padres. Remember, they'll play another with the Mets coming up in just a little while as well. Speaking of the Mets did beat the Reds in a crazy game last night, 15-11. So the Braves are now faced with a 4.5-game deficit in the division. They also look up at the Phillies, who have started to play better baseball, who are just 2.5 behind the Mets. So here's the schedule that I was referring to, this 13-game span that will now be played in 11 days for the Braves. I feel like we've said this same sentence for months and months. This could tell the tale. Well, this could completely bury the Braves if things don't go well, if things went sideways. They'll play three games with the Padres in about a 24-hour span, weather permitting. Four games in Philadelphia and then five in New York in 4 days with the Mets. So two doubleheaders. It's a lot of baseball. It's a lot of baseball. What did I say? 12 games in 11 days. It's a lot to deal with for the Braves. But again, maybe those seven-inning doubleheaders will help them a little bit. We are brought to you by the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock on Main Street. Easy to find. The Daily Draft is not your father's sports bar. This is the ultimate sports bar experience. Wall-to-wall flat-screen TVs. You'll notice that right when you walk in the door. And before you even walk through the doors, the Daily Draft has a walk-up window where you can order drinks right from the street. Picture being in New Orleans and walking around downtown Woodstock in this case, or entering and enjoying the Daily Draft, where you can have a great menu. Stuff for the kids, great stuff for the boys' night. If you're going for date night, the Daily Draft has a little bit of everything, including self-serve taps, a craft bar, chef-inspired menu. And when you go for lunch, they'll take 10% off your lunch order if you mention promo code THEDAILY10. Again, THEDAILY10, they'll take 10% off your lunch order. And all this month at the Daily Draft, if you're a New Realm fan, the Daily Draft has an upcoming flight that they want to share with you. For every New Realm Brewing Company purchase, whether it is a flight or a pint. A percentage of that will go directly to Camp Twin Lakes all throughout the month of July. So let's raise our pints for a great cause at Camp Twin Lakes from the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. So it is day two of SEC Media Days. It's Georgia Day. They're among the teams on the schedule. So Kirby Smart, JT Daniels, Jordan Davis all made the rounds in Hoover this morning. Also Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss, Kentucky coach Mark Stoops and his players, and new Tennessee coach Josh Heupel were all on the schedule. For Georgia, I'm sure Kirby Smart and JT Daniels will be asked a lot about the offense and its potential this season. I think there's a magic number for Georgia if they're going to take down Godzilla, and by Godzilla, I mean Nick Saban and Alabama in the SEC. To win that conference and especially beat Alabama, you need to have a super special offensive unit. Now, maybe it doesn't have to be historically special like LSU a couple of years ago, but it's got to be close. The Georgia offense needs to score more than 40 a game. That's the obvious part, but I think it's more likely you're looking at 43 to 45 points per game to win the SEC. To give you a little more context on this, last season Alabama averaged a ridiculous 48.5 points per game. They won the SEC, won the national championship. 2 years ago, LSU averaged 48 points a game, again won the conference and won the championship. 2018, Alabama scored 45 a game. They won the conference and played for the national championship. There's kind of a line of demarcation, because if you go back to 2017 when Georgia won the SEC, they averaged 37 points a game, won the conference, played for the national title. It's worth noting Georgia was probably one score away early in that second half, or really in the fourth quarter, from pulling away from Alabama so the game doesn't even get to overtime. But also was a Georgia team that was, well, very good offensively. They were also built through the run game and defense. So let's come up to the present now. Georgia averaged 32 points a game last season, which we know is not championship contending as far as the number. 32 points a game put Georgia 38th in college football and just 5th in the SEC. But here's the good news. When JT Daniels took over, Georgia jumped to 37 points a game in their final four games. If you just want to look at the regular season, if you want to take out the bowl game, which bowl games can always be weird because you're talking about who's playing, who's interested in playing, all those injuries, the COVID season last year, in their final three regular season games with JT Daniels, Georgia averaged 42 points a game. Ta-da, there's that number. For Georgia to win or even play for a national title, they've got to live in that range. Last season's playoff teams, Alabama, as I mentioned, 48 a game. Clemson averaged 43 points a game. Ohio State was 41 a game. The outlier was Notre Dame, who averaged 33 a game. I know they made the playoff. They were never a championship contender, but they're Notre Dame. It comes with cachet. They don't play in a traditional conference sense, even with the wacky ACC thing a year ago. Two seasons ago, LSU averaged 48 a game. Ohio State, 47 a game. Clemson, 44, and Oklahoma, 42. Those were the playoff teams. Georgia's got to be in that 42, 43 points per game range to take down Godzilla or Alabama, no matter what you want to call them. All right, the Falcons will report to training camp 1 week from today. And I've mentioned something through this offseason of change for the Falcons, that Arthur Smith, their new head coach, has to bring a pretty big philosophical change with him in year one. Last season, Matt Ryan led the league in completed passes with 407, and attempts with 626, which sounds great if you're a fantasy football fan. The problem is the Falcons were 4-12 during that season where Matt threw the ball that much. Ryan's now gone north of 600 pass attempts in his last three seasons, and the Falcons haven't been above 500. In fact, they're just 18-30 in the last 3 years with Ryan throwing the ball all over creation. That was with Julio, Calvin Ridley, a couple of years ago Austin Hooper, last year Hayden Hurst, Russell Gage, and more. Meanwhile, if you want to look at the most glorious season in Falcons history, at least offensively, the 2016 Falcons, where Ryan won the MVP, he only attempted 534 passes, but had a career year in every statistical category. He was so efficient across the board, Falcons went 11-5, and we know what happened in the postseason. But here's the rub. They were a top five rushing team in 2016. Third in touchdowns, fifth in yards. Even the following season where the Falcons made the OC change, Kyle left to go to San Francisco, Sark came in, the offense took a step back, but they were still 10-6. Ryan only threw the ball 529 times. So again, do the comparison here. 2018, Matt threw it 608 times. 2019, he threw it 606 times. And then, as I mentioned last year, 626 pass attempts. Now, it doesn't sound like much, because when you break it down, we're talking about 5 or 6 pass attempts a game on average. But I think it's a very big deal throughout the course of a game and throughout the course of a season when it comes to keeping the run game involved, having Matt hit less, staying balanced, all the things that are boring to talk about until they actually don't happen. Now, the subtraction of Julio Jones, it has to mean a more balanced approach, right? I mean, if you throw the ball over 600 times this season again without Julio, that's just bad coaching and bad math, and I don't expect it. The Falcons' skill position players will be good enough. Ridley, Kyle Pitts, Hayden Hurst, Russell Gage. They'll even mix in Cordarrelle Patterson. Mike Davis is the new starting running back. They will all get their share of targets, and they can make big plays with Ridley and Pitts and that group. But I think Mike Davis was kind of an underrated signing. Running the football, and I don't know who his backup is going to be yet. Maybe it's Quadri Allison, and maybe it's one of the undrafted free agent signings, or maybe it's a guy not even on the roster now. But they've got to go down from that 39 or 40 pass attempts per game, and Matt's got to live in the 32-33 range. There will be some games when you're playing from behind where the number will be up, but there will also be games where you're going to look up and Matt's going to throw it 26 or 27 times because they are running the ball effectively. And if they're not putting up a big number with the run game, I get the sense, based on what Arthur Smith is about, he's not going to just give up on the run like we saw so much with Dirk Cutter in years past. So under 600 pass attempts is obvious to say, but it's got to be executed by this team, or else A, they'll get Matt Ryan killed, B, they'll have another losing season, and C, they'll put their defense in an awful situation. Should be fun. Training camp reports for the Falcons in 1 week. I will remind you again, we're brought to you by the great folks at United Bin Cleaning and Pressure Washing. Go to unitedbincleaning.com. You can book yourself a pressure washer, a soft wash, and they will do it at 10% off if you mention Matt Lanna. Or you can call Jeff Terry. He's the owner at 404-889-3355. Call him directly, say I heard Matt talking about it, promo code MATLANA, 10% off. And go enjoy lunch today at the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. They will also take 10% off your lunch order if you mention the Daily 10. I'll be with Chuck Oliver this afternoon in Atlanta on 680 The Fan, and back again here tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily 10.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation, to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.